Welcome. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I'm always happy to meditate in the rain. I feel like it's the very best possible sound. So this is, excuse me, I'm so sorry. This is week two of Joyful Effort, which is our series this month. And the idea behind it is sort of how to remain enthralled by your practice, happy with your meditation practice when it feels boring or frustrating, or you notice fear in your meditations, all of which are not only normal, but I think almost a guarantee that you will experience at some point if you meditate long enough, right? We sit and we have no choice if we sit consistently but to experience all the emotions. And so we start meditating and usually there's some level of like excitement and curiosity and anticipation. And then it doesn't take very long before you're like, well, this is a little bit boring. Like not much happens other than we notice the onslaught of thought. And then sometimes we have so much thought that it can feel a little bit overwhelming or like anxiety. And sometimes you're just annoyed because you wish the thoughts would be quiet and they won't be, right? So how do we stay curious and joyful and enamored enough to keep meditating? So one of the most common sort of comments I get after meditation class is like, I really liked it, but I couldn't stop thinking, right? So that's the sort of question, thought, comment we're gonna look at for today. I couldn't stop thinking. And the very best news is that's certainly not the point, and you're not going to, and you don't have to, right? So we close our eyes and we start to notice our breath. And the cue is always feel your breath, right? Pay attention to your breath. And I think that immediately that implies that's all you're going to notice is breath, nothing else. But really what's happening is that's just the invitation for you to notice everything else. Right? So it's not like we can put the brakes on our brain. It's designed to think. It's always going to think. And what we're learning in meditation is not so much how to stop our thoughts or quiet our thoughts, but how to be with our thoughts, you know, which is a totally different experience because normally our thoughts sort of run us. We don't stop and go like, huh, notice that thought. That was interesting. We're just in the thought. Now we're starting to sort of take a step back and notice. And the interesting thing is, it's not the thoughts that create discomfort. It's not the thoughts themselves that are creating fear or frustration or boredom in a meditation practice. It's how we feel about the thoughts, right? So it might be that you're having really lovely memories of the vacation you took last week and everything feels really good. And the feeling is one of like, I want to go back there, or I don't want to forget this, or I want to, in some way, shape, or form, I want to hold on to this. This feels amazing. Or conversely, we're remembering the email our boss sent this morning that sent our blood pressure through the roof and got us all outraged. We start thinking about that while we meditate, and now we're angry and we're like, God, just I don't want to think about this. I'm meditating to be calm. I don't want to think about this. And we're trying to shove that away. And either one of these, the sort of grasping for good or averting the bad, both of those create suffering, right? Both of those cause us to suffer because we're fighting against whatever is actually happening in the moment. So as we start to talk about joy, this feeling of being content in our practice, what we're starting to practice is how to just turn towards our thoughts without attaching to them, right? If you do enough yoga or enough meditation, you will encounter the teaching of non-attachment. It's a very big word in yoga and in meditation. Non-attachment, don't be attached, right? And it's a really confusing word, I think, because often it's interpreted as don't care. I think that's how it's seen, like, don't care about the outcome. Whatever is, it's all fine, right? And in some ways, it's like we envision these sort of Zen zombies that just are very even-keeled. Nothing sways us. It is what it is. And in truth, really, truly, if you study non-attachment, it's not saying that at all. Non-attachment says love as much as you want to love and hurt as much as you want to hurt, but you better know that it's going to change and you have to be okay with it changing. That's the non-attachment, right? It doesn't mean don't love it or don't hate it. It means know that it's going to change. Be okay with instability, because what meditation teaches us more than anything is how unstable life is. Everything changes every second. And our practice is allowing us to build a level of comfort with that instability so that we get to enjoy the beautiful moments fully and we know they're going to go away. And we can make it through the bad moments because we know they're going to go away. And we just sort of learn how to surf a little bit. One of the quotes I really love is from a meditation teacher, Chogyam Trungpa. He's a Tibetan meditation teacher. And he once said, well, the bad news is you're falling through the air, nothing to hang on to, no parachute. The good news is there's no ground, right? And it's just this idea like, yes, there are moments that feel like you're being tossed and turned, but it's not like we're gonna slam into something. We're just gonna toss and turn into something new, something different. And maybe that's gonna feel really good. Maybe it's gonna be a difficult moment or a neutral moment. But we're learning how to ride the waves. And that's how joy comes into the practice. It's not that suddenly every time we meditate, it's peaceful and lovely. It's that we're learning not to be so swayed by this constant flux. So when we meditate today, I invite you to really try to meet your thoughts. All right, and here's what I mean by meet your thoughts. I don't mean have a whole conversation and dissect the thought and follow it. You know, our normal thinking pattern is something along the lines of, I really hope this rain stops before we get out of class. I don't want to drive in the rain. If I have to drive in the rain, what if the traffic lights are out? Oh my God, and then my power's gonna be out at home and I'm not gonna have anything to eat for dinner and I'm gonna go to bed hungry. It's gonna have a terrible day tomorrow, right? We could do that and 20 minutes has gone by in half a second, right? What we wanna do is sit here, feel our breath, and the thought comes up, I hope the rain ends before a class is over. And you are literally imagining turning around and going, hey, that's interesting. And then turning back around and just take the next breath. And if the next thought is, what if traffic's really bad? You go, huh, so interesting. And you take the next breath. It's like you're trying to create a kink, a little break in the chain of thought. You're interrupting your own story. And it's letting you see, okay, interesting. So in tonight's meditation, perhaps I spent a lot of it worrying about something that might happen in the future. Great, done. But if you meditate every single day and you meet your thoughts every single day, you might notice every time I meditate, I'm worrying about something that might happen in the future. That's fascinating. Because I guess, I guarantee you're doing that all day long, subconsciously. Worry, 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 worry. And if you know that that's your habit, A, you catch it, and B, now you suddenly have choice. Now you could go, what if I decide not to worry about this? I have no idea how long the rain is gonna last. What if I don't worry? I don't know. Right? So we start to get choice. We start to get freedom from our habits just by this little like half turn, nice to meet you thought. And then we come back and take another breath. So let's try it together tonight. Yes. Please remember that you are absolutely welcome to move around in meditation. You can cross, uncross your legs. You can adjust as you want to. Please do not sit in pain. There's no reason to feel pain in a meditation class. You can absolutely adjust so that you feel comfortable. And if anything, you can always lie down if you need to. So take a moment to find your seat. Get our music going again. Not that we need it with the rain. Hands are gonna land onto your lap, palms face down. Let your eyes close when you're ready. Together as a group here, let's start with our breath. A deep inhale in. And release a sigh. And we'll do that again. Inhaling, filling yourself up. And a big sigh. And then just allowing your breath to settle to its own natural pace. Nice, easy inhales, exhales. And we're just taking this first moment to settle, to land. In this first moment, you might notice how you feel this evening. The mood you're in, the energy you've got going on. You might feel yourself sort of settling inside. And silently to yourself, you might even say, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. Feel your seat let go into the cushions or blankets beneath you. Feel your spine lift up tall, strong. Shoulders might roll back and down so that your chest is open. You have space for your neck. Relax the muscles through the face, the forehead, the eyes, the jaw. Feel your breath in the center of your chest. Maybe inviting the center of the chest just to soften a bit. The muscles through the belly relax. You feel the back of your body strong, the front of your body soft. You feel the steadiness of your breath. And maybe take a moment just to savor sound this evening. To do nothing more than breathe and listen. In the same way, we can sit and simply enjoy the sounds that rise and fall. In the same way, we can sit and enjoy the breath. Can you feel your breath? Somewhere inside the body, as you breathe in, as you breathe out, it feels like something. And you don't have to explain what it feels like. You don't have to narrate it to yourself or ask yourself questions. But just as you can sit and open your ears to sound, We can sit and open our senses to breath. You already know the thoughts are not going to stop. They might be quiet, calm thoughts tonight. They might be busy, loud thoughts. And truly, it doesn't matter. You don't need to change it or wish that it were different. We continue to feel our breath. And as the thoughts rise up, you just pause long enough to say, "Hey, I see you." And then with a smile, you return to the breath. You might do this once or twice. You might do this 100 times. All of it, every thought, every experience, is a tool for waking up. As we move into a period of silence, see if you can enjoy meeting your thoughts. Taking a deeper breath here. Feeling yourself perhaps sit up just a little bit straighter. And before you totally let go of your practice, take a moment just to notice where you were. Your thoughts, your breath, if you drifted away, where'd you go? And feeling the depth and ease of your breath, bring your palms back together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down, taking a second just to honor yourself for carving out time to sit, to meet your thoughts. Thank you guys so much for sitting today. Namaste. Thank you guys. Just a little sales pitch. I have a yoga and meditation retreat coming up in August in the North Georgia mountains, so it's not far away. It's a Friday night, Saturday, half day Sunday. And we'll be exploring tenderness as the topic for the retreat. So we're exploring sort of that open heart softening. And if you are around the weekend of August 10th, I would love for you to join me. You feel free to ask me questions, or my website is merylarnett.com. It's got details. Thank you.